Members of the public have a chance tonight to give the Milwaukee Public School Board their opinions of the proposed 2014-2015 budget. It adds arts, music, and physical education teachers while cutting administration costs by nearly 3% or $31 million. We caught up with Milwaukee Teachers Education Association President Bob Peterson to talk about what he sees as strengths and weaknesses of the proposed spending plan.
It's quite difficult for school districts to develop budgets when the majority of the state legislatures do not value public education and have cut millions upon millions from public schools. So that's really the overall problem that remains and has been that way for some time.
Let's talk about strengths first. What are they?
The increase in art, music, and physical education is very positive. We've been asking for this. Parents and teachers, students have been wanting this, and there has been increase over the last couple of years, and this budget continues that. That's a strength for sure.
What weaknesses do you see?
Besides the fact that there's just not enough money to do what the Milwaukee children deserve, we're specifically concerned in certain areas. One that was raised has been libraries. Many of our children don't have access to librarians. Many librarians actually have to work in five different schools, and that's just not acceptable. Hopefully, and the proposals that were being raised is that there'd be at least a half-time librarian in every school. Our children should have the right to check out books once a week. They should be encouraged by librarians and taught how to access both print and online information, and librarian media specialists can play a really important role in that. That's one example. I think we're also hoping that the school district understands the potential of the community school concept, which there's been a lot of discussion about in the last couple of months, the notion that schools should be designated community schools with a full-time community school resource coordinator who would help bring in volunteers and services from the community to serve the children of those particular schools.
What exactly is a community school?
Community school is a school that both relies on support from community service providers, of social agencies and tutors, but also is one that sees the importance of having students connect to the community as well to learn from people from the community. And so you have a school such as Hopkins Lloyd where that's in the process of becoming a community school where we'd like to see a full-time community resource coordinator there who would, you know, get more community services into the schools, health services, vision screening, everything that you can imagine, including tutoring, mental health, recreational activities that go above and beyond what many people know of as like a CLC or an after-school program.
Now, benefit cuts are once again on the table. What does your membership think of this?
One of the things that people have asked the board to include in this year's budget is a career pathway, a compensation schedule that recognizes and incentivizes teachers getting higher level degrees or extra certification in areas of need, such as special education, so on and so forth. The union has been working with the district on a new compensation plan, and we're hopeful that the board will adopt that plan. It's something that both the administration and the union have been working on over several months, and you know, with some give and take on that in terms of ideas. It's not negotiations, but it's just conversations that we're having. The other thing is we feel that in order to attract and retain teachers, the school board has to have a career compensation plan, but also put some money away so that when they bargain with their units in the workers and their organizations in the district, they have some money to bargain with. And because even under Act 10, which has a very restrictive bargaining law, school boards have an obligation to bargain with organized labor, and that's not just teachers, but everybody. And if they don't put some money away in terms of the next year, then the bargaining becomes pretty meaningless